I get so many comments from people saying, all you do is expose false teachers and you never make videos about good ones. Well, that's a lie.
The issue is very much centered on what does God say? Refuse to be ashamed of what God says in His Word.
Also, please do not come on here and start saying, but we are only to follow Jesus. I am not saying that you just lock, stock, and barrel get addicted to these people. I'm also not saying these people are perfect or that they can save you. Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I get so many comments from people saying, all you do is expose false teachers and you never make videos about good ones. Well, that's a lie. I actually do. You just need to look through my channel and find them. So here's yet another video of solid biblical people that you can trust and that are safe to follow. So are you ready? Let's go.
Wait a second. Didn't Jesus say to a judge not? Oh, indeed he did. But we need to take a look at the entire context of that command. Here it is from Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eyes, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, you got a log in your own eye, you hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. That is the entire context. But when we only read the first two words, we end up becoming anemic regarding judging. Judge not is the battle cry, not just of the world, but also of most evangelical Christians. And yet the context make it so clear, Jesus could not possibly be condemning all judging.
Well, as we get started, I want to say that yes, we do call out false teachers on this channel. And yes, we do name names. And yes, we look at the error that people are teaching, the false doctrine, but we teach what God's Word actually says. But in this episode, I want to share with you even more Bible teachers that are solid in the Word and safe to follow. The people you will hear from make much of God and make much of His Word. Now, yes, none of us are perfect in our theology or our actions, by the way, but I highly recommend you consider looking into these solid Bible teachers. First is Josh Bice. Josh is a Christian pastor and author and founder of G3 Ministries. He is currently the senior pastor at Praise Mill Baptist Church in Douglasville, Georgia, where he has served for 13 years. I appreciate Josh and his commitment to God's Word and his desire to teach it no matter the issue.
I think that the issue of complementarianism is often confused simply because of emotions. The issue is not value. The issue is not worth. The issue is not giftedness. The issue is very much centered on what does God say. And so when we think about these issues that we're facing today, questions that we're hearing being raised today within denominational circles, I think it would do us well to just refuse to be ashamed of what God says in His Word. A long time ago, I remember wrestling through the doctrines of grace, and it was as if I was trying every way under the sun to find a loophole to explain away divine sovereignty and salvation. And then when God finally broke through in my heart and mind and showed me in Scripture what the Bible actually says about salvation, how it's all by God and for God, that it really just took the burden of pressure off of me, because at that point I could say, this is what the Bible says.
Next is Tom Askell. Tom is an evangelical Christian pastor, author, and president of Founders Ministries. He is currently the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Cape Coral, Florida, where he has served for over 37 years. One thing I appreciate about Tom is that he is a no-nonsense kind of pastor. He looks at God's word and he understands that it is his and it's our ultimate authority.
No matter how great or glorious or holy or innocent you understand God to be, brothers and sisters, your conceptions of God fall short of the reality. And all sin is sin that is committed against the infinitely holy, infinitely good, infinitely kind, and infinitely supreme God of the universe. And the only way crimes against that being can be justly punished is through infinite punishment.
Next is James Coates. James is the pastor teacher of Grace Life Church in Edmonton, Alberta. He graduated with degrees from the Master's Seminary and is someone who I appreciate because just like the apostles in Acts chapter 4 and Acts chapter 5 who were threatened with being tortured and also imprisoned for proclaiming Jesus, James was put in jail for preaching the gospel and keeping his church open in 2020. Watch this.
Anything that would limit or diminish the absolute sovereignty of God in salvation would only serve to limit or diminish the revelation of his glory, since it would remove him from holding the supreme position of sovereignty in salvation and would replace him with an infinitely lesser glory, which would be the greatest act of treason that has ever taken place, since it would be God committing high treason against himself, being a betrayal of the perfectly righteous pursuit of his own glory, and would be cosmically catastrophic.
Next is Jim Osmond. Jim has been the pastor of Kootenai Community Church in Idaho for the past 27 years. Jim is solid in the Word of God and has no problem standing up to false teachers and exposing false doctrine. I appreciate his boldness and his love for the truth and unwavering devotion to Scripture.
My belief is that there were in the first century certain miraculous gifts that were given to the apostles that they demonstrated, which were an authentication of their ministry and the fact that they claimed to speak authoritatively for Jesus Christ, the Messiah. I do believe that Jesus performed those miracles. I do believe that he gave that miracle working ability to his apostles, the ability to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, and to do many of the miracles that Jesus did. But I do believe that the miracles that Jesus and the apostles performed were exceptional, with very limited exception, and those were people closely associated with apostolic ministry. It is Jesus and the apostles. And Luke is clear about this. When you read through the book of Acts, it says many miracles were done at the hands of the apostles. Luke, over and over again in the book of Acts, specifies that these miraculous works were being done at the hands of the apostles. Peter and Paul, their close companions, traveling companions, and the apostolic band.
Next is Mike Riccardi. Mike serves as the pastor of local outreach ministries at Grace Community Church in California. He also serves as assistant professor of theology at the Master's Seminary. Mike is someone who knows the Word, loves the Word of God, and preaches the Word of God, which pastors are commanded to do in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2.
Jesus said to the disciples in John 15, 19, "If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this the world hates you. You're a pilgrim. You're not of this world. You speak differently. You behave differently. You enjoy different things. You're unimpressed with the worldly lusts that so captivate their hearts, and they hate you because of it." What does Peter say in chapter 4, verse 4? "They are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you." A life lived according to the customs of the country of your citizenship indicts the sinful lifestyle of those who live according to their own lusts and pleasures, and it provokes them to hate you.
Next is Phil Johnson. Phil is the executive director of Grace to You. He has been closely associated with John MacArthur since 1981 and edits most of Pastor MacArthur's major books. Phil also founded several popular websites, including the Spurgeon Archive and the Hall of Church History. I really appreciate Phil Johnson because not only is he very approachable, but he is a no-nonsense person who tells it like it is, and he sticks to Scripture.
Jesus himself warned strongly and repeatedly against the dangers of false prophets. And over the history of religion, there have been multitudes more false prophets than there have been true ones. True prophets are fairly rare, even in the record of Scripture. And this is not the normal way God deals with or communicates with the church. His written word is his authoritative, his most authoritative communication with us. And prophets are rare, and the standard of a true prophet is so high in Scripture that it's you have to twist Scripture or change definitions in order to justify any of the people today who claim to be prophets. Because in Deuteronomy 18, it says if someone prophesies something and they're wrong, then that guy is a false prophet, and he should be marked as a false prophet. And in the Old Testament governance, he was actually stoned to death for being a false prophet. So it's a serious sin against God to claim he has spoken when he hasn't spoken.
Next is Tom Buck. Tom is the senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Lyndale, Texas. Tom previously served for 12 years as the senior pastor at Riverside Baptist Fellowship in Florida. Now he's been at First Baptist Church in Texas since 2006. And just like the others that I've mentioned, Tom is someone who is very grounded in God's word.
I grew up hearing homosexuals mocked from the pulpit in ways that are ungodly. So, you know, I remember Howard Hendricks in seminary saying that the church seems to only be balanced when it's swinging from one end of the pendulum to the other, and just for a slight moment. And we're now at the other extreme. We still need to, of course, we need to communicate lovingly and graciously. But part of loving someone and being gracious to them is speaking truth to them. How gracious and loving is it to look at someone and coddle them into hell? This is ridiculous. So we can certainly drive people out from hearing the gospel preached by us because we're acting in ungodly ways in the way we communicate it. But we can also be assisting people on the road to hell by not telling them the truth. And we better quickly learn how to do this in a way that's consistent with the Scripture.
Next is James White. James White is a Baptist theologian. He's the director of Alpha and Omega Ministries, a Reformed Baptist apologetics organization based in Phoenix, Arizona. He's also a Christian scholar and the author of several books. James has no problem defending God's word and debating it with false teachers all over the country.
What is offensive to the secular mind and therefore to the secular regimes is when we not only assert but then live our lives in light of the claim that the one that we follow, who has authority in our life that determines for us what is good and evil, is King of all kings, Lord of all lords. He rose from the dead. And after he rose from the dead, he had the audacity to say to his disciples, and therefore to us, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Now, I want to say two things before we wrap up this episode. First of all, have you seen a common thread in all these people that I've recommended? Have you guessed it? It's the word of God. These men make much of God's word. It's their source of truth. It's what they lean on and cling to, and they preach. It's not about opinions or feelings or popularity or position or power. Not at all. It's about the person and work of Jesus Christ. Also, please do not come on here and start saying, but we are only to follow Jesus. I am not saying that you just lock, stock, and barrel get addicted to these people. I'm also not saying these people are perfect, or that they can save you in any way, shape, or form. Not at all. I am saying that these men love Jesus and are doing a great job teaching the word and helping people grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. I highly encourage you to check them out, but make sure that you're not using them as a crutch or elevating them above anything else, especially your own local pastor. Because we need to be in the Bible. We need to be studying God's word every single day by ourselves.